Changes. Don't tell them to blow up on Olivant.
Everyone, welcome back to the Retirement Mark Show with retirement cash flow strategist Mark Lumia. He's the owner of the True Wealth Group, and you're listening to David Bowie. And we're looking back in music history on January 14th of 1966. David Jones, yes, that was his name, changed his last name to Bowie to avoid confusion with another famous Davy, Davy Jones from the Monkees. Did y'all remember the Monkees? Hey, hey, with the Monkees?
Oh, yeah. I think they had a show on TV, didn't they?
They did. That was my after-school go-to.
Yeah, I was little. I barely remember, but I remember hearing the song The Monkees.
Good stuff. Speaking of change, how are you doing with your New Year's resolutions? If one of them is to put more money into savings, why not take the advice of the man who has more in savings than anyone, Warren Buffett?
Well, the most important thing to do is to do it, and to do it regularly. Pay no attention to headlines in the paper or people on television or anything, but just put aside a little money every month. I'd put it in a very low-cost index fund. And if you do that throughout your working career, you're bound to have substantial capital in the end. And don't try and time it. Don't try and pick individual stocks. Just put X dollars per month away, and you'll live a very comfortable life.
Warren Buffett has always talked about a simple approach to building wealth. Mark, that seems pretty simple to me.
Yeah, he says just do it simply. He also had another article saying Warren Buffett says Mr. Market is a drunken psycho. in that, basically, they're talking about emotions are contagious and emotions have no business in investing. Basically, an imaginary man, we'll call him Mr. Market. When Mr. Market really feels enthused, you sell to him. And when he gets depressed, you buy from him. So he's talking about the market, and it's a drunken psycho, and you just have to follow that, and you'll be successful.
What a way to word it, seeing the market as a drunken psycho.
That's right.
Approach
and
carefully.
That's coming from Warren Buffett, not for me.
Oh, and he's great. You know, Warren Buffett, he's been building wealth for a long time. But during that time, there have been advances in some of the strategies used to gain money. Author and friend of the show, Patrick Kelly, says some people look at these new tools he talks about in his book, Stress-Free Retirement, with some skepticism.
We're so trained as humans to think if something is good, there must be a catch, or, you know, this seems too good to be true. The reality of it is you just have to understand what is out there. Technology changes, different things change. It sort of would be like a car today. Back in 1950, we would have said, if you get in a crash, there's this balloon that will pop out and will save your life. We would have said, no way, that's too good to be true. It can't be possible. Well, that's called technological innovation. Well, the financial markets have technological innovation, and so it's not too good to be true. You just have to take the time. I guess here's be the catch. You got to carve enough time out of your schedule to come in and sit down to find out how these products work. I always encourage people to do their own homework, to look at it, but they've got to take the time to find out what's there. What are the new innovations in the financial space that they can put to use for their best interests?
Well, what's your take on what Patrick is telling us?
Basically, he's saying that things are always changing. You need to keep up to date. Even if you have a plan in place, you still need to have it reviewed and checked. Just like when you go in to see a doctor, you might be in good health, and then you don't go in again ever again. No, you go back every year to have that little checkup. For example, there are ETFs now. A while back, there were no ETFs. There are different kinds of life insurance. It used to be whole life, and then it was universal life, and then it was variable life and variable universal life. Now they have something called index universal life, and then there were annuities, immediate annuities, fixed annuities, deferred annuities. Now they have something called, it used to be called equity index annuities. Now they're called fixed index annuities. And index annuities are things that allow you to participate in the upside, and you have none of the downside. So everything's always changing. You need to really learn about these things. You may have heard bad things about certain products, say annuities, but maybe they're just talking about one type of annuity. So it's always good to keep educated and realize that not everything is created equal. And we can do that by, Grace, maybe giving them free copies of the Stress-Free Retirement. I probably have a good 20 of them in my office. If anyone wants to call in or
Absolutely. Send
an email, we can give out some copies of Stress-Free Retirement by Patrick Kelly.
Yeah, just for the listeners today, if you would like to receive a complimentary free copy of Patrick Kelly's book, Stress-Free Retirement, jot down this number and call 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 800-762-7572. And maybe you're in the 352 area code. It's 352-561-4571. Call us, and Mark would love to give you a copy of Patrick Kelly's book. It's a wonderful book. It's a quick read like yours. It's a wonderful resource, and he's making it available to our listeners as a special thank you. Well, there is a report in Kiplinger this week about Social Security. It says, when you start taking Social Security benefits is one of the most crucial factors affecting your financial security in retirement. The consequences are enormous, especially if you're married. Mark, what kind of difference have you seen in using the proper claiming strategy for your clients?
Well, first of all, there's numerous strategies to increase your lifetime benefits by tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like I told you, a couple, I may be able to find them an extra $400,000 or more over the lifetime.
Wow.
By picking the correct strategy. There's strategies out there called file and suspend, claim now, claim more later. A lot of people forget about the divorce spouse benefit. So they might have been divorced for 30 years and they come to a seminar. They're not even thinking that they can collect a divorce spouse benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Even married couples don't realize there's a spousal benefit. And they both take their own benefit where one of them could have delayed their benefits and the spouse could have taken the spousal benefit. Think about it. Your divorced spouse benefit, you don't even know you're entitled to it. And your ex, you were married to him for at least 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And his primary insurance amount was, say, $2,600. Well, at 66, 50% of $2,600 is $1,300. So you can collect $1,300 a month for 4 years.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you can switch back to your own Social Security if it grows bigger, because her Social Security, maybe it was $2,400. But at 66, it was $2,400. Then she gets 8% delay credit plus the COLA. Let's say the COLA is 2%. So for 4 years, she gets 10%, 8% delay credit every year and 2% every year. Well, that's an extra 40%. Well, her growing at 40% will probably be a lot bigger than taking half her husband's at age 70, so then she'll switch back to her own. I also had a client that came to one of my seminars, and when she came in for the appointment, she didn't fill out one little section in the middle. And that section in the middle was saying about prior marriages. She just left it blank. So I asked her, "Were you ever married?" And she said, "Yeah, I was married." I said, "Well, for how long?" And she said, "Like 30 years. Was it death or divorce?" And she's, "Oh, he died." And I said, "Well, when did he die?" And she told me it was 2000. And at this time, it was 2012 when she came to my actual seminar. So I said, "Well, do you realize you're entitled to a survivor benefit?" And this lady had just turned 66.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, "Well, that's not true." She says, "When he died, I went down to Social Security, and they told me I was not entitled to a survivor benefit." Well, they never told her to come back. And let me tell you why they would have to tell that, because they didn't lie to her. She wasn't entitled to a retirement benefit, because at 66, if her husband died in 2000, this was 2012,
right,
that means she was 54. At 54, she's not entitled to a survivorship benefit. You can collect the survivorship benefit at 60, and you get 71.5% of it.
Huh.
Now, the good thing was you can get 100% at age 66, and she had just turned 66.
Oh, wow.
So like the stars aligned, and she came and met me. We called up Social Security, and that number was $2,131 a month. Okay, times 12 months, times 4 years, which was $102,000.
Oh, my goodness.
So I found her $102,000. She's still working as a professor. She teaches in a nursing school. Now she has $102,000 extra, and she can delay her own Social Security all the way to age 70.
Mm.
And at age 70, her amount's going to be bigger than her survivorship amount that she's getting from her deceased husband. So there's lots of strategies. There's lots of ways to claim. And if she makes it to her life expectancy, that means I would have found her an extra $300,000.
And that's huge. And that's all from sitting down with you. And there was one little section that you zeroed in on it. And boom, look what happened. I mean, that's actually awesome. She didn't skip it, though.
She didn't skip it. She went down there and they told her she wasn't entitled to it. They never told her to come back at age 60 when she would be entitled to it.
Right.
that's the mistake. And she didn't know that. So it wasn't really her fault. She went there. Even the divorce benefits, a lot of people don't realize, they don't even realize it's there. No one tells them. And even when someone's going in to file and they're both married, no one says, hey, you know, you can file a spousal benefit instead of your benefit. So they have to come in to, you know, find someone that has that knowledge so we can help them make the appropriate decisions. Sometimes it's better to take it early. Sometimes it's better to take it late. If you have qualified plans, it's even better to take late because you can switch IRA dollars for Social Security dollars and drastically reduce your taxes. So, you know, that's a whole nother concept. So it pays to come to someone to get a second opinion. You might just find that one little nugget that will help you meet and achieve your retirement goals.
Well, Mark would love to help you find that one little nugget. He wants to help you set goals. You can call to meet with Mark right now, 800-7-MARK-72, 800-762-7572. Mark, thank you for helping all of us be excited about and better prepared for retirement. Wonderful show. Your final thoughts, sir.
Glad it's the new year. Things are starting off well. Everyone should, you know, maybe have that New Year's resolution. And if it's to lose weight, that's great. If it's to save more money for retirement, that's great. If it's to have a checkup with someone that's a retirement cash flow strategist, that's even better. Basically, I'm here to help you and your family prepare for your retirement every step of the way. Thank you for spending your time with us today. We look forward to seeing you again next week. And my goal each week is for you to leave the show with greater confidence about your retirement plan. This is Retirement Mark, making every dollar count.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by retirement wealth advisors.